Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, I am Chris, he is Ephraim, and we are the Odd Couple for tonight. You can follow me on social media. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Ephraim, where can they find you on social media?
At Ephraim Salam on Twitter and eSalam74 on Instagram.
There it is. All right, we got Phil Perry, who covers the New England Patriots for NBC Sports Boston, coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get into the Cam Newton, Mac Jones quarterback battle, if that's what we can call it, with him in about 28 minutes. But first, we are going to go to, I don't think I'll call this the sweet science, what we saw last night between Jake Paul and Tyron Woody. I'll just say they had a fight. But you've heard my take. You heard Teddy Atlas's take. I said, look, I'll give Jake Paul some credit. He, as Teddy said, he took the sport seriously. He did try to really become a decent boxer. I don't think he's a decent professional boxer, but he did outbox Tyron Woodley last night. I thought Woodley could have knocked him out had he been more aggressive, had he been willing to throw his hands. And I'm going to say this before I turn it over to you, Ephraim, and you watched the fight just like I did. And I wanted Woodley to win. I thought he was going to win. I've met Tyron up at, you know, FS1 through when we had MMA and all that stuff. Nice guy. I like him a lot. What he did after the fight, though, right after the fight in the ring, after for 8 rounds, he really, you know, didn't unload. And a few times he did and connected, he had Jake Paul in real trouble. But for him after 8 rounds to come out and say, I want a rematch, let's fight. I'm like, dude, you just had 8 rounds to knock the dude's block off. And as Teddy Atlas said, you were too cautious. So I don't really want to hear. I wouldn't mind seeing a rematch, but if he's just going to go out there and not throw his hands like he did last night, then I don't want to hear you talk about how much you want to fight this guy, how much you want to shut him up. When you had 25 minutes almost to throw hands, and for the most part, you didn't. Your thoughts?
First off, we're in a world where, like Teddy said, you know, YouTubers have cornered the fight game market in terms of viewership and money. And you look at these two brothers, Logan and Jake Paul. They're worth about probably $65 million combined. So just let that sink in. All right? These paydays that these guys are getting, and I'm talking about Tyron Woodley and all of these guys, is more money than they've ever made in the fight game.
Woodley made 4 times more last night than any of his MMA fights. Think about that. Crazy.
And so that's the draw. They'll always be able to monetize this. And Teddy said it, right? You took fans who watched clips on YouTube and you found a way to truly monetize it, not through marketing, but through themselves, where they would pay their own money to watch your favorite YouTube star fight someone. And they started this whole thing with YouTubers fighting each other. KSI and, yep. And yep. You know, like, so they saw what that did. And so they took it. They're businessmen. And I don't, what it sounded like to me, especially after Tyron was like, I want a rematch. What it sounded like to me was, this is all WWE / boxing all combined in one, right? Like, we don't want these guys to get beat up because they're the cash cows.
So do you think last night, there have been people that put it out there on Twitter.
I mean, come on.
You think it was fixed?
No, I'm not saying it's fixed, but if you remember when Floyd fought his brother?
Yeah, and it looked like he held him up.
Well, he did hold him up. It didn't look like he held him up.
It's hard to. He caught him with a good
shot. He caught him with a good shot and was like, yo, this is not part of the plan. Right? If Floyd Mayweather goes out there and knocks this kid out in the first round, second round, whenever, what's the next fight look like for Logan Paul? What is that? How do you generate, right? If Tyron Woodley goes out and knocks Jake Paul through the ropes, right? Out onto
He might have been out if it wasn't for the ropes.
Right? So what is the next fight? Like you said, Tyron Woodley made 4 times the amount of money he's ever made in a fight. And he was a champion in UFC for years. Let that sink in. So to me, this is entertainment, right? Mm. This is entertainment. And now if one of these boys... one of these brothers fight Conor McGregor, it'll rival.
Well, they're too big.
It'll rival whatever Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather did pay-per-view wise. Think about that type of money.
I agree. And now McGregor's smaller. That's the only question. But you're right. If you know, if his walking around weight gets up to 180 and he wants to fight it that way, even though he's basically done as an MMA fighter. You're right. He could make a ton of money.
He can make another $100 million like he did at fighting Floyd.
Maybe. And here's the thing. And Teddy, I think, alluded to it, but didn't say it this directly. I think, Ephraim, what it boils down to is guy fans are willing to watch two dudes that can't really fight in a professional sense of boxing, can't really box, but they're willing to watch them go out there and just fight and slug, forget the artistry, forget the true skill. We just want to see some dudes fight. And maybe that's the result. I myself, and I love Floyd Mayweather. He's been great. If I had a son that wanted to box, I would tell him, model your career after Floyd Mayweather.
1,000%.
But as a fan, I got to the point where I was so tired of ordering Floyd fights and being so disappointed that there was very little action. They didn't hit him. He hit them a few times.
Chris, let me tell you.
Bernard Hopkins, same way, even though he was more, you know, rugged, but his fights got boring too.
Let me tell you this. What Floyd Mayweather did was he mastered the art of the pre-fight.
Right. Right.
He mastered the art of marketing, salesmanship. Anytime you heard him say, I'm going to knock you out, we all, right. Come on. Remember 24/7? That took the fight game to another level because we got to see the opulence. We got to see the trash talk. We got to see all of these things. There were fighters that he was fighting that couldn't. When he fought Ricky Hatton, he had no business being in the ring with Floyd Mayweather.
Well, Hatton was a champion.
He had no business being in the ring. Just because you're a champion doesn't mean you're in the
ring. Well, champions got to fight each other.
Listen to what I'm saying. Remember he hit Ricky Hatton and made him headbutt the turnbuckle?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
knocked him out in the 10th.
He had no business being in the ring with him. But watching 24/7, you were like, oh, Ricky Hatton got a chance. Oh, he got a chance. Oh, he got a right? Like, that's the beauty of marketing. And that's what Logan Paul, Jake Paul have taken from Floyd Mayweather with his blessing, because he just made another nine figures, right? With his blessing, and this is how you do the fight game. We're not tuning in to see a boxing match. Are you kidding me? We're tuning in to be entertained. We're tuning in to talk trash, to have fodder to talk about. Right. Nobody's tuning in for the technical aspects of these fights. Really? Tyron Woodley, 40 years old, we're tuning in to see him box? No. The trash talk prior led us to believe, and for us as black men, for the culture, after what he did to Nate Robinson, right? Let's get real. For the culture.
Somebody had to redeem, and Woodley didn't redeem it.
No, he didn't. Right?
I mean, so now, who's now, next? Let me ask you, is there any part of you that gives, not the marketing, because you're right, that's indisputable, that he's a marketing genius and all that, Jake Paul. But is there any part of you that gives him credit? And again, he's not a good professional boxer.
No.
Okay? But is there any part of you that gives him credit for the degree of fighting ability he does have? He did outbox Tyron Woodley.
Who's not a boxer, but go ahead.
Right, right. But he's at least was a professional fighter where striking is part of it. You know? And do you give him any credit? See, I give him some credit for that. And as I said to Teddy Atlas, within the last 30, 35 minutes, Jake Paul has released a tweet saying he's retiring from boxing. Now, maybe that's marketing to your point.
Of course it is. What's
maybe
that
drums
into?
Up, okay, the Come next on, fight. Man. But I think, and maybe I'm naive, all right? But I think for the first time in his professional or career, if that's what you want to call it, but
it's professional.
First time
he's
in
making
his
a lot
boxing
of money.
Career, right, he tasted real leather. He felt a real punch and was scared. And it's like, yo, like after the fight, he was like, you know, forget all the bravado before. I saw him on First Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. A month ago saying, I want Canelo Alvarez. Legitimately saying that. And last night, after winning a fight, he was like, you know what? I'm still trying to find myself. I think I got to get away for a while and, you know, just see who I am. I'm only 24. Like, totally different. He's singing a totally different tune because he really tasted leather and looked scared to me for a round or two because he thought he was going to get knocked out and Woodley just didn't know how to finish him. But that's what I think this retirement thing is about. Doesn't mean he won't come back, but I think he really felt real leather and was like, you know what? Let me get out while I'm ahead. I'm 4-0. I've beaten a legitimate champion, probably an MMA Hall of Famer. I knocked out a famous basketball player. Like, let me get out while I'm ahead. I got all this money. That's what I saw.
What I saw is another ploy. What we have to realize is when you market yourself and when you do YouTube videos and social media videos, everything is planned. You just don't go out and it looks like you just turn the camera on and you just happen to be in whatever situation you're in. That's not how it goes. They don't do that. This is a business to them. Everything is planned. No one just pops up. No one just happens to, right? We don't get to see the many takes it took to get this one 15 or 10 minute clip, right? Everything is planned. Everything is strategically mapped out. What would make this or us seem that this would be any different? Right? Nothing that they've done seems like it was just happenstance. They're picking the right opponents at the right time. And now, to his credit, he's beat a UFC champion in boxing. His brother went the distance with arguably the greatest fighter of this era. Like, you can't take anything away from these two young men, right? As annoying and as obnoxious as they are, I'm 45 years old. I'm 20 years their senior, right? We run in different circles. But I understand what they're doing. And him retiring until who? Right? Someone comes out.
Might be the same dude.
Right? But what's happening is the money is so big for these guys who aren't making this type of money. Anybody in the UFC will come fight these guys. Anybody. And if you were told, hey, do not knock them out. Go in there, throw some punches. You can put something on him, but don't knock him out. This is the cash cow. Right? Like, would you sign up for that? Would you be like, all right, you'll make $10 million. Would you sign up for that?
To lose?
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
If I got something to lose, like if I go out there as Chris Broussard, I got nothing to lose by losing to Jake Paul.
All these dudes are
retired. But if I got something to lose.
They're all retired. And they're not in the MMA. It's one thing to say, hey, we're going to put you in the octagon with him. And you can't do that. Right?
So you think Woodley just let him win?
I think.
In the
his hesitance.
Hopes of another payday.
Why wouldn't you? Why would you first say, why would the first thing you say scream is rematch? This man just made four times any money. Do you know how much money that is for these guys? This dude retired.
He just made four times. Nah, you might be right.
Just think about
it.
Think about it. Chris, I'll tell you this right now. However much you're making with all these jobs you have, times that by four. And if somebody said, hey, look, I want you to go on here and you're going to debate so-and-so, but don't kill him. Right? Don't kill him.
We're
going to pay you four times the amount we've ever. What would you do?
I carry him like I carry Rob G when he feels it.
You know what I mean?
If I don't get the extra money. But you might be right, because here's the deal. An hour ago, here was Jake Paul's tweet. Updated status, : retired boxer. And 28 minutes later, he gave the guidelines for Tyron Woodley's tattoo. Because you remember, Ephraim,
yes.
Woodley, he said, if you get a tattoo of I love Jake Paul on your body, we can fight. And here was the deal. He said, I want it to be 3 by 2 inches at least. Can't get it covered. Has to be permanent. Must post on social media. Has to be visible with shorts and shirt on. So it seems like a half an hour later, he was willing to fight again. So you could be
right. Come on,
man. We're going to throw it out to you guys. What'd you make of last night's fight? Jake Paul, Tyron Woodley. Is it good for boxing? Do you want a rematch? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Chris and Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam in for Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, just head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Jake Paul defeating Tyron Woodley. What you got?
Andre, in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Yeah, I got to tip my hat. Jake Paul faring much better than a lot of people thought he would. You know, but in terms of these YouTube sensational fights, I just have to agree with dialogues you guys brought up and that Teddy Atlas highlighted. Boxers are not fighting other boxers in their prime. We're not seeing Hagler v. Herms. We're not seeing Duran v. Leonard because everyone wants to protect their own interests, stay undefeated, so on and forth. And so in that reality, and also when you have UFC, you know, these type of YouTube sensational events will continue to have an audience and they'll continue to do big numbers. You guys brought up the outstanding point that Tyrone Woodley made more money here than when he's in the octagon, you know, fighting for his life. And so, you know, they've seen a space in the market. They've capitalized on it. And in my view, at the end of the day, they have the leverage now over traditional boxing because we don't have a unified commission. You know, it's all these different divisions, all these different committees, you know, and it's just not producing a quality sport. So tip my hat to Jake Paul, tip my hat to Tyrone Woodley. Keep getting your money, and you don't have to take the punishment like you would have in the Hagler-Hearns days. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks, Andre. He made a great point, Ephraim. Like, and you know, you got a lot of boxers running around today with undefeated records. And back in the day, that was very rare.
Right?
Because they did fight. When Sugar Ray fought Duran and lost their first fight, it didn't ruin his career. He came right back, beat Duran, then fought Hearns, you know. And I mean, like, so I don't remember if maybe Hearns was or Duran. That was his first fight. That was before he fought Hearns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to lose, Ali lost fights and came back. But now, and I think guys learned this from Floyd, Ephraim, to your point. Floyd knew it was going to be a boring fight, so he marketed it. And I think he used that undefeated record to really get people to buy in. Is he going to remain undefeated, or I want to see him get beat and lose finally? That was all part of the marketing because we knew it wasn't going to be a good fight.
Of course,
wasn't going to be fun to watch.
Right.
But right, the suspense of will he remain undefeated? So I think it's unfortunate, and boxing is going to pay the price if they don't start having these guys fight each other.
Yeah, they are. We got Murphy and Orlando. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
What's happening, fellas?
What up, bro?
Hey, when I first saw it, I thought my man didn't want to become a meme because how we did Nate Robinson, you know, all this.
You mean Woodley didn't want to?
Yeah, that's why I thought he was kind of like hesitant.
Cautious.
But right. After your co-host made that point about four times the amount, you know, that changed a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at it, like, totally different now. And he might have said something he shouldn't have said because that might be true. They might be like, yo, we all going to fight him, and then we're going to just not beat him, but just enough so the next man could get hit. That's an excellent point. And when with the Floyd Mayweather, I'm still a huge fan, but when he came out with that ski mask talking about he's been robbing people, it made me feel bad because I was spending my hard earned fights, man. And you know what I mean? He had the ski mask on. I'm like, yo, man, you got my money in your wallet, man.
He got everybody money.
Real talk, man. And look, I guess we'll see if there's a rematch, especially Ephraim, with no tattoo from Woodley, right?
Right.
Which it probably will come to because I doubt he ain't no way he getting that tattoo. Permanent? No way. All right, we got Phil Perry, covers the Patriots for NBC Sports Boston, coming up in a few moments. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, our next guest covers the New England Patriots for NBC Sports Boston, Phil Perry. Phil, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Thanks for having me, guys. How we doing?
We are good, man. Great to have you on. Lots to ask you about. Let's start with the obvious. Cam Newton, it looks like he's going to be the starter. Why do you think, if indeed you agree with me, why do you think they'll go with him over Mac Jones in game one?
First of all, I just have to say, I wake up every day and pinch myself, tell myself, how lucky am I to cover this team because there's always, always something interesting going on with the New England Patriots. And this story, we've been covering it for a month, and the thing still has me energized, in part because we're not 100% sure what's going to happen. I do think now at this point, after watching that third preseason game and seeing Cam Newton with the starters and seeing, more importantly, really, the starters come off when Mac Jones came on, now I really do feel like Cam Newton's going to be the week one starter. But guys, I feel like this has been a competition and a close competition all summer. And even though after watching the NFL for, you know, 30 some odd years and understanding how teams generally handle that third preseason game, it is that quote unquote rehearsal. And I feel like now maybe more than ever, because there's no fourth preseason game, we have this long break before week one. It almost has to be a dress rehearsal game. And understanding all that and seeing how teams handle that game and knowing that the Patriots handled Cam Newton in that fashion as their starter, I'm still leaving the door cracked open ever so slightly for Mac Jones to eventually be their choice here, because he has been so good all summer long. And just last week, Cam Newton missed three, I thought, really competitive practices as he was adhering to COVID protocols. And Mac Jones took the bull by the horns and I thought made the most of that opportunity. So I do think it'll be Cam, but I'm leaving the door open ever so slightly for Mac.
And while you're leaving that door open, let me ask you this. We know the two people in Patriots lore that are married together, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, right? They get a divorce. One goes off and upgrades and wins the Super Bowl, right? The other didn't make the playoffs. When you look at this as an opportunity to regain some footing for Belichick and the Patriots, why wouldn't you start Cam Newton when you look at their schedule and how they start their first three games, right? Dolphins, Jets, and the Saints. This will be a great opportunity for them to start 3-0 and go into that Buccaneers game with two legs to stand on.
What I would say is, why wouldn't you do that? Why not start Cam Newton? I would say maybe two reasons. Number one is that really consistently over the course of training camp here, Mac Jones has been the better passer. There have been, I would say, 2 days where Cam Newton definitively had the better day. Other than that, it's been either very close between the two, and we're out there in the Boston, Foxborough area, heat and humidity and tracking every pass through the sweat. I would say it's either been close or Mac Jones has clearly been the better guy. More accurate down the field, quicker in terms of his release, and understanding where to go with the football. And again, this past week against the Giants, I mean, he carved up when he was the only guy running with the first team on Wednesday with Cam Newton out. He carved up the Giants first team defense all afternoon, and the Giants the next day in practice, and they're pretty open about this, but I talked to some coaches on the Giants sideline. They said, yeah, we dialed some stuff up for Mac. We weren't necessarily planning on doing that going into the week, but yesterday we were embarrassed. So on day one, they get torn apart by a rookie, and on day two, they feel like they have to get more exotic to give him some problems. And they did give him some problems. But that's number one, is if you feel like you want to have the kind of passing offense, spread it out, have a quarterback who's a point guard like Tom Brady, not equal to Tom Brady, but like Tom Brady in terms of the style with which he plays, your choice might be Mac Jones. I think the other reason they might eventually go with him is that they feel like he has a ceiling that is unknown right now. And if you give him time early in the season and you let him grow and you let him learn and you let him develop over the course of the year, you could have a really good player by season's end. If you decide maybe you want to play him starting mid-season because you want to see what he can do and you feel like, you know, you just have to get him in there eventually because he's a first-round pick, you're just delaying the clock and you might not have that growth and that potential being achieved by season's end when you're really hoping to be clicking.
No.
So those are the reasons I would say maybe you would think about playing the rookie early.
And I'll say this. We all know preseason is very vanilla. as much as you think a team is dialing things up, they are not. And when the regular season comes and young quarterbacks are exposed, which happens all the time. I mean, Belichick was a master at exposing young quarterbacks and making them falter. I just, to me, would think I'm going to go with the guy that I know can get us on the right track and lead us back to the playoffs, given that my ex is flourishing without me.
and you know what? And I think that's why he'll go. I think that's part of the reason why he'll go with Cam Newton. I think he just feels like there is more certainty there. As good as Mac Jones has looked in the preseason and in these practices, you're right. It's just practice. It's just preseason. Cam Newton has a decade in the league. He has infinitely more experience looking at NFL defenses and understanding what those are. I'll just give you a couple examples of Mac Jones making some very obvious rookie mistakes, in my opinion. Last night, his first drive, before his second snap, delay a game penalty. And, okay, that's bad. It's on the quarterback. You got to be able to command the huddle, understand the timing of the situation. What makes it worse is that when there were officials at the practice between the Giants and the Patriots on Thursday, Mac Jones had a delay of game penalty. And so not only are you making an error, but you're doing what is a, you know, what is qualified as a cardinal sin here in New England, which is you're now an error repeater. And so there are little moments like that, holding on to the football a little bit too long at times last night in Jersey, I thought, where I could see Bill Belichick saying, the kid can play, he is impressive, he's still not ready. He's still not as ready as I would like him to be before throwing him into the fire that is the NFL regular season. So I could certainly see that being his perspective.
Phil, I'm going to throw this theory at you. Cam will start the season. I think he'll have a short leash, but I think he'll start the first four games. Saints is going to be tough. That's game three. Buccaneers, obviously tough. You don't want Mac's first game to be against Tom Brady, I don't think. And they got the Dolphins in the opener, which will be tough, and then the Jets in between that. I think week five, they play the Houston Texans, who are going to be horrible. And six of their next seven opponents after week four against Tampa Bay had losing records last year and missed the playoffs. To me, if Cam struggles, and I think he kind of will, that is the perfect time to throw in Mac Jones as the starter. What do you think about that?
That's a nice, cushy landing spot, isn't it? Houston, probably the worst roster in the NFL, maybe the worst roster that we've seen the last few years in the NFL if Deshaun Watson's not playing. It makes a lot of sense. And if you're looking at it that way and you're Bill Belichick, you're also able to maybe steal a month's worth of games. And if you're looking at your rookie, and yes, he's got all this promise, but you also understand he really doesn't have an NFL body yet. And not only that, but it looks like he might be dealing with something with his lead leg and that knee on his left leg. He's wearing a brace now, which is new over the course of the last couple weeks. He went down in Philadelphia, was a little bit slow getting up. We haven't seen it bother him all that much. And, you know, some of the throws that he's making in these preseason games and these practices would tell you that it's not bothering him. But there might be something there. And if you really aren't sure that he's going to be able to get through a 17-game season, you might try to steal some weeks early on. And so I like that scenario. I think that's a very realistic scenario, Chris. The one thing that I keep coming back to, though, when it comes to this conversation is we know Cam has a ton of experience in the league, right? He does not have a ton of experience in this offense. And by his own admission, last year, at the end of last year, he felt like he really didn't have a great grasp on what Josh McDaniels was asking him to do because he had spent some time away midseason, because he had been dropped into the program late in the offseason last year, and it was sort of a chaotic year overall for him. And so he, again, by his own admission, felt like he didn't really have everything down the way he needed it to. Why isn't he getting more work this summer is what I keep coming back to. Why isn't he getting more reps, whether it's in the preseason games or in the practices? Doesn't Bill Belichick want him to have that experience? Because he needed it, clearly, based on what we saw from him last year, and he really hasn't gotten it. It feels like he's getting the Tom Brady treatment, even though he didn't build the offense here in New England the way Tom Brady did over the course of 20 years.
No, that's a great point, and it does make you wonder, but it's going to be, as you said, to start this thing off, it will be dramatic and fun to watch. That's Phil Perry, covers the Patriots. for NBC Sports Boston. Man, we appreciate the knowledge, Phil.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
All right, my man. Thank you. All right, the hottest radio game show in the country is next. Sources say Ephraim versus me. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, just the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. No, Chris and Ephraim. Ephraim Salam is in for Rob Parker. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment where we put Chris and Ephraim's journalism experience to the test to see and tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. So let's get started, guys. We don't got a lot of time. Story number one. My sources say that Trent Dilfer had to issue a public apology earlier today after he was caught on camera shoving a high school football player that he coaches. Ephraim. Are my sources good?
Of course. That's a good source. I mean, have you ever been around a high school, somebody in high school, a young teenager? You want to shove them all the time. Football just gives you that excuse to do it.
That is true. That is true. Can I pause for a moment, Roger? I want to ask Ephraim, you know, because they're on Twitter, you're seeing some people feel like Dilfer was not out of line. Others feel he was. What'd you think about it?
Man, look, football is a hard thing to coach at any level. And when kids get older and they can comprehend and understand and start making mistakes, it's just a physical game itself. And, of course, every coach should keep their hands to themselves. But
right.
I've been pushed. I've been called all kinds of stuff, face mask grabbed. So,
right.
you know, it's not a malicious thing, right? It's not if you're beating your child at home with a spoon, you know, because they didn't read enough hours. So, you know, just remember people were appalled when they started finding out what coaches actually said to kids.
Right.
And we didn't see what preceded. I'm not defending Trent, but we didn't see what preceded it. Was the kid in his face cussing at? I don't know. I'm just saying. But I've had my face mask dragged high school, all that by coaches, dragged, you know, to drag you over here or there. I mean, like you said, keep your hands off of him. But the yelling, I got absolutely no problem with the yelling at him. I mean, that's coaching in a lot of ways, you know, just as long as you don't go too far. All right, but so, Rob G, I just had to get that
it's
in.
It's all good.
You played football too. What'd you think?
No big deal. And by the way, if a coach yelling at you is the worst thing that happened to you on a football sidelines, then you're doing all right.
Amen to that.
You ever get hit with a whistle in the helmet? That will hurt your ears for hours. All right, here we go. Story number two. My sources say that former USA women's soccer goalie Hope Solo in a little bit of hot water. She owes about $1,000 in parking tickets that she thought she can get away with because the ID was under the name Eileen Dover.
What? Oh, wait, what?
Chris, my source is good.
Eileen Dover. I must say false. That just sounds crazy. It might be somebody else, but... Or it might just be your wild imagination.
It sounds crazy enough for it to be true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Oh.
Did you make that up, Rob G?
I did. I combined like three stories into one.
Right.
See, I know Rob G, Ephraim. I know his little sordid mind, how it works.
You little lion.
All right, here we go. Number three. My sources say that there has been an actual petition put out for the Arizona State Sun Devils to change their nickname because it is demonic, even though a sun devil is a fictional, you know, thing. Chris, you're in the lead. My source is good.
I bet that's true.
No. People can't be that silly. Absolutely not.
Bro.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Ephraim, you're a newbie.
First of all, I'm not a newbie. Listen to this funk
right here. Here it comes. Groove with me, too. Rob grooves with me. All right? Get ready. The beat about to drop right about now. Come on, Ephraim.
First of all, I know the Congos. I'm not a newbie. This is the first time. This is the first time you've ever beaten me in this. Just FYI.
What? I know that can't be true.
Just FYI.
I know that cannot
fact
be
check,
true.
Rob G. Fact
it's an
check
hour
it.
Left. Bongos.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.